The draft ferry schedule reflects budget cuts by the legislature and Governor Bill Walker. It proposes tying up the ferry Taku, which has been docked since July 1st, for the entire year. Its replacement will sail half as often to and from Prince Rupert, British Columbia's northernmost port. Assistant Ketchikan Borough Manager Deanna Garrison says that will hurt regional fisheries.
This has resulted in a significant reduction in service in Ketchikan, Prince Rupert, Wrangell, and Petersburg. Specifically, losing the Taku is problematic for Ketchikan's fish processors. It's faster for processors to place their product on the ferry to Prince Rupert and truck seafood to the lower 48.
The schedule, released last month, also lays up the fast ferries Chiniga and Fairweather beginning in the early fall. Five small communities will have no service for a month in the winter, and larger cities will see reduced sailings overall. Sitka teacher and coach Jeremy Strong says the cuts will hurt teams traveling to out-of-town games.
If we're cut out completely through the spring into Juneau, where we can meet up with a lot of the other mainliners and stuff, then our seasons look a lot more bleak and we'll get a lot less kids to be able to have those opportunities.
Others worry about fewer tourists, especially in towns where ferries bring independent travelers. Hainesboro Mayor Jan Hill says fewer and less reliable sailings have already hurt her community, where the mainland highway system connects to the ferries.
Several caravans of motorhomes canceled their trips to Haines this summer, and some aren't going to make any reservations for next year. And so that's a huge hit to those businesses that those caravans support when they're in our communities.
The legislature planned to begin deep ferry cuts this summer, which made the whole schedule uncertain. Leftover funds from the previous year allowed most summer sailings to continue, though vessel breakdowns and the Taku tie-up cut some runs. Wrangell Economic Development Director Carol Rushmore says the schedule has to be more reliable so travelers and the tourism industry can make plans.
So if there's some way that DOT can address that in the coming months to be prepared for next summer, so our visitors know what they can and can't do ahead of time and we're not devastated as communities in the middle of that.
Ferry officials say they're taking all suggestions seriously, but there just isn't enough money to meet most of the requests. Deputy Commissioner Mike Newsell says the situation is unlikely to improve since there won't be any leftover money next year.
I just want to set the stage that fiscal year 17 likely will not have that same relief pot available, and there's every indication that further cuts to the system and to the state government as a whole are likely.
That's unless the price of oil, which fuels the state budget, increases. Analysts say that's unlikely to happen. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.